Carson on the radio to talk about a unique way to spend Halloween this year with a ping pong ball in one hand and a glass of beer in the other. We've got in the studio with us Joe Gallagher and also Clinton Coulter, who are going to talk about your throwing skills, your hand-eye coordination, and your ability to do it all in a costume. Welcome to the program, guys.
Hey, how's it going, Ken?
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So you come up with this crazy idea of a Halloween Pong Fest, a 40-team beer pong tournament with live music, and all of a sudden people are coming in from Kentucky and they're talking about it in Arizona. What's up with that?
It's really like a multifaceted event. It's not just a beer pong tournament. It's not just a costume contest. It's, you know, $1,000 on the line for the winner and for charity, the two charities that are struggling that we want to help out, and this is how we're doing it.
Now, one of them is Unoya, which is a pet rescue, right?
Yes.
And American Legion Post 166 in Goose Creek.
That's right.
They're the other beneficiary of this, and I understand that the hard tickets are already sold out.
Gone. 200 hard tickets are gone.
What about internet tickets? Can I get them anywhere?
Yes, that's the only place you can get tickets right now.
Oh, okay. So it's not too late to get inside.
No, you can still get in. You can still get in, but you have to buy your tickets ASAP beforehand.
Yep, on Facebook, you go to our event page, the Halloween Pong Fest, and you scroll down just a little bit, and you can see general admittance, team tickets. If they're still available, you can get them right there.
Everybody's after that $1,000 first prize, but you're going to give away, is it, cash for the top four teams?
Yes, sir. Top four teams, it's $1,500 total in cash money. So first place gets $1,000, second place gets $300, third place gets $120, and fourth place gets their money back, $80.
Okay. All right. Now, this whole time, I mean, Joe, you're a local musician. You've been a musician for many, 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 many years. So you're going to be playing out there. Who else is going to be playing?
Sean Kinard. He's a country singer. We have Matthew Crispin, who's a new up-and-coming artist, and then Chris Dodson. He's going to actually play two sets because he's a wedding singer. He knows all top 40. He really gets the crowd engaged. He's exciting to watch.
So we're expecting to have a lot of overflow on this, you know, trying to sell out all that, cart people off to other bars, or, you know, if at the end of it people get a little too hammered, especially the Navy people. We love our military. Base is just down the road. We're going to be getting them home safely.
But once again, the only place you can buy tickets is going to your Facebook page, which is
the Halloween Pong Fest.
Yeah, if you just hashtag Halloween Pong Fest, you go to Google Halloween Pong Fest, you're going to be able to get tickets right from Google or Facebook.
And there are just a few left.
Yeah, we're winding down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so
and
if you're
going fast,
if you're thinking about this, you better make your decision right away. Guys, thank you so much for joining us again. Joe Gallagher and Clinton Coulter, thank you so much for everything that you do for these two charities. It's at the American Legion Post 166 in Goose Creek this
Friday
from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. And you better get your butt registered immediately online. Because this is going to be a sellout and an event that will be talked about for years to come. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much,
Ken.
Thank
you. It was a pleasure.